This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I am freezing in Chicago. Not whining. I have a friend who talks about global whining. I'm just saying I'm experiencing weather I have never experienced I've experienced it, but for not a long time in my life. So I know what it's like to be plunged into the cold. Luckily, I'm ensconced in my hotel room. Look it up. It just means I'm barricaded in my hotel room with pillows and everything around me that I can get that's warm. And that's how I'm broadcasting to you right now. And in fact, I'm close to O'Hare. Thank goodness I flew into O'Hare and not into Midway, because Midway, they had a problem with de-icing, and Southwest planes weren't getting out and weren't getting in, and there was all kinds of problems with that. I was on an American flight, so no problem there. I mean, I hate to trash Southwest. I love some of what they do and what they offer people, but remember a couple years ago here on this show, I talked about being trapped where I was doing a speaking appearance in Phoenix, and I drove 17 hours straight to get there with the other, and we just stopped a couple times along the way because I had to speak, and they kept bumping me off the flights, and they bumped everybody off the flights because of computer glitch. It was in the summer and a couple years ago, and so there was no way to get there. It was just absolutely outrageous. We're going to talk about a bully during this segment, and we're going to give you the headers, what I call what's happening in your backyard and mine that we're all talking about. You might be talking about this because it kind of got some buzz, not necessarily good buzz, however. The new Peter Rabbit, we did a preview of it the other day when we went into our cheap movie review. So the new Peter Rabbit, I didn't even really think about it, but the new Peter Rabbit has been called out for making fun of a couple of things. Called out for food bullying because they were making fun of the EpiPen, you know, people who have allergies and you have to have an EpiPen, like my niece Olivia, who's got a peanut allergy. A lot of kids have peanut allergies, so she's got to have an EpiPen with her. Anyway, the Peter Rabbit filmmakers and the studio behind it are apologizing for insensitively depicting a character's allergy in the film that has definitely led to a bunch of backlash, I guess, online. The movie did well, though, 25 million rather, and finished second at the box office over the weekend. It's the character of Mr. McGregor. And Mr. McGregor is allergic to blackberries. The rabbits fling the fruit at him, and he's forced to use an EpiPen. I'm laughing because who thinks that that's going to be? I'm sure they weren't even thinking that's going to be controversial. You know, what is controversial these days? But that was controversial. So they felt like they had to apologize because there were groups saying, listen, the food allergy thing is not a punchline. It's serious because you have kids with food allergies. So what do? Like I just said, they did what you would do if you're the filmmaker. They apologized to try to end the controversy, but it's not going to stop the film. The film's already made. The film's already out there. They're not going to take that out. They can't edit it out. So they may still get some more, I'm going to say, backlash as a result of that. All right, since I'm on this deal with kids and backlash and allergies and all of that, and you have to excuse me for a second for that break in what I call the, Marco Rubio exception here on America Tonight, where I have to drink some water. The cold factor is kicking in, my friends, because as I mentioned, I'm in Chicago, and I spent the weekend battling with, not flu symptoms, but battling a brutal, brutal cold. So I'm what you call a habitual user of the cough drops, right? And I still haven't found my favorite brand. In fact, if you have a favorite brand, send me an email to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com as we're redoing the website. So if any of you are confused about that, you can go to AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com. We have a lot of really cool, exciting things starting to happen. So we're revamping the website. So excuse the cough drop. But I know you'll excuse me because I think some of you can probably relate to having to deal with with a cold. Excuse me, that's what I'm having to deal with. The story that I wanted to throw down here is a crazy, just it was a crazy headline I saw when I was on this flight that luckily they could de-ice the wings, but about this humongous wild boar. I guess that they call this boar Pigzilla, that was rummaging through bins just a few feet away from a primary school. So parents spotted this giant beast chowing down on some rubbish. They were walking their kids to school in Hong Kong and were furious about that. And they were saying that they needed to take care of it. I was just thinking to myself, in America, that happens. That is selfie central. Nobody's horrified. I mean, maybe they're horrified, but they're just going to take care of it. But the selfie sticks are coming out. Or they're just holding the cameras up because everybody's taking shots of Pigzilla. I'm just saying. Don't you think? I think that would happen. There's days when I wish, when I was a kid, that we had the ability to do that. And then there's days that I'm so glad that we did not have the capability of shooting pictures with our phone, because I can only imagine. I was thinking, what was it like at our bus stop? I can't even remember, but I don't think we would have, whatever we were talking about, I don't know, would we want it to have been recorded every second of our lives? I'm going to say no. I definitely would not have wanted to be recorded every single second of my life. All right, I said we were going to quickly hit a couple of headers, and the headers mostly deal with, I mean, almost anywhere you look, it's dealing with the budget and the fact that it's a $4 trillion budget for 2019, and where do we go from there, and what's in it, and infrastructure, which we desperately need to do something about the horrific infrastructure. Anybody out there is a city engineer, you know exactly what I'm talking about, a civil engineer, you know what that's like in some of these cities with the bridges, etc. It's frightening, frankly. It's unbelievable. Let's just put it that way. It's unbelievable some of what we allow to pass for infrastructure that really needs to be torn away and rebuilt. But the cost is prohibitive in some cases because we've allowed it to just go on and on and on and on and on. So pretty much the budget is in every newspaper, blog, anything you read, anything out there that's going to talk about politics or the budget is going to be in there. And also funding for the wall and the push-pull over Dreamers and immigration, because that's coming up in the beginning of March. Something has to be done there. So I think they will come up with some kind of an exception, figure it out. But it still hasn't happened, and it has to happen. Otherwise, the extreme is going to happen, and Dreamers would be gone, which I can't believe that would happen. I think that there's going to have to be some kind of a compromise, because Republicans are saying it too. Republicans are saying it, and so are Democrats, of course. And it's just a question of trying to, you know, figure it out, I suppose. I think that's the big thing. Okay, here's the other thing that people are talking about. And I only have a few minutes here at the top, but the plane's final moments, that plane in Russia that went down, it's crazy. Just that explosion, that fireball, and what the witnesses described it as. They're still investigating the cause, but a lot of people think something pretty nefarious happened there. On that note, we're flipping it to the other side. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Talking to a rocket scientist, Olympia LaPointe. We go from Olympia to Dr. Joe Alton, who is a disaster preparedness expert and host of American Survival Radio. You know, we just watched the inauguration, and there's lots of questions about the wall, because this is one of the major themes for Donald Trump as he was crisscrossing around the United States and getting people interested in what his policies were going to be, what his vision was. And the vision was to build a wall. So, Dr. Alton, thanks so much for coming on. And as you know, this was a major theme that really struck a chord with a lot of people. So now we've got President Trump, the elect, is taken out of his name. What do you think's going to happen with his pledge regarding this wall, that so many people are waiting to see what happens and who's going to build it and who's going to pay for it? Do you think we're really going to see a wall?
Well, I think that's one of the major points of his entire campaign. Matter of fact, probably the cornerstone is that there's going to be some kind of physical wall on our 2,000-mile border with Mexico. I mean, it sounds improbable that you could even do that, but he's going to figure out a way to do it, and he keeps saying that Mexico is going to pay for it. And that's really where I come in. I wrote an article in the Daily Caller where I just sort of said that the Mexican president and many different presidents from before just simply said that it's just against our dignity as a country, our dignity as Mexicans. Now it's a matter of national pride, and we didn't have to go into all this "you're going to pay for the wall" kind of thing. Look at it this way. Let's say I have a neighbor named Kate. Mm-hmm. And Kate Kate has a Rottweiler that insists on pooping on my rose bushes. And so I think that building a fence between my property and Kate's is a pretty good idea. But asking Kate to pay for that fence, it's not so much of a good idea. You might think, hey, it's worth a shot. But if I demanded that, well, let's face it, I'm going to have worse relationships with Kate. She's not going to let me borrow her lawnmower. It's a big issue. Kate, you might not be able to, my neighbor Kate, might not be able to argue about my right to build a fence on my property, but she can argue against my demand that I finance it. So what we have here is taking a pretty reasonable relationship and throwing it right in the dumpster. And this is all for a side issue that I don't think a lot of people care about. I don't think a lot of people care who's going to pay for a wall, even those, matter of fact, maybe especially those who are in favor of it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, too, because along the areas we're talking about, some of them already have some fencing, and it's not what we imagine, I think, in our minds. As I've traveled with the Border Patrol, I've been through many of those areas, and you know this. Certainly, you talk about these kind of things in your radio show. It's not what people think, is it, along the border?
No, as a matter of fact, I saw a video of two women that climbed the wall within, I would say within a minute or two, they were over that fence that is currently up. So I think that that is a poor, so far, obstacle of people coming over. And the question is a wall going to be a better obstacle? Probably, but only if you do a lot to support that wall with virtual sensors, with increased Border Patrol presence. We have to really develop that if we're really going to make any type of difference. If we do, though, it is possible that we will save ourselves some money. You know, the government says that we spend probably about $113 billion on caring for illegal immigrants that come into our country. And so if we can make a dent in that, well, you know, they might even pay for the wall. Who knows?
Yeah. How important is it to have a wall or have some barrier?
Well, you know, 65 countries have some type of barrier or are currently building one. You know, illegal immigration is a big issue, not just in the United States, but a lot of different places. We saw very famously Hungary build a major border fence when it was having trouble getting Syrian refugees from crossing the country to get into Germany. So I think that we need to have some way of securing our border. If it's a wall, it's a wall. If it's not, it has to be something. Sensors, there's a virtual wall, basically, where we can identify people coming in. And we just definitely have to have a better presence and a more protected border patrol presence if we're going to really have any kind of border whatsoever. And that's a decision. Yeah. We have to decide, are we going to have a border or not? And I think the voters decided that we need to have one because they elected the guy whose cornerstone for his campaign, that's the border.
Right. And as it takes shape, it'll be interesting to see, because I think there will be discussions in Congress. I do. I don't think this is we have three branches of government. Here's what he ran on. Here's what the push is. Because if there is going to be more funding for, as you know, Border Patrol, then all of that would have to be voted on. And so I think we're going to see this there's going to be an interesting discussion about this that's really going to happen in a much wider area than we've seen in the past. There's been discussions, but not like this. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to be hearing a lot about it from Congress, don't you?
Oh, not just that, Kate. We're going to be seeing lawsuits from environmental impact people, from human rights people. Eric Holder in California has been retained to, I think, pretty much specifically fight the wall on the California border. There are Republican deficit hawks that say, you know, they don't want to spend that kind of money. It's going to affect the deficit. And how about the folks that happen to live along the Rio Grande River? You have a house that's on the river. Well, guess what? Your property is now condemned and or has to be taken over by what they call public domain. So that's an issue. There is a way, though, that is possible that he could get payment for the wall, or that he could pay for the wall, and that's something called a border adjustment tax. And you may, if you've been to Europe, you might know it as a value-added tax or a VAT, V-A-T. And in that circumstance, what happens is that a country. Basically, you're taxing imports that come into the country, and you are taxing exports, but you're getting the money back from exports. You get refunded for the things that you export. So for countries that we have a trade deficit with, let's say Mexico, we have a $13 billion trade deficit a year with Mexico, then that a percentage of that money would actually come into the United States every year. And since it's a border adjustment for all countries, you're not singling out Mexico and not making it a national insult to suggest that they specifically pay for a wall. So that's something that's been put forth by some economists. I don't know if it'll work, but 160 countries have it. So the question is, we could possibly have it too.
Yeah, border adjustment taxes. Again, that's another thing to look for. Good stuff. Dr. Joe Altman, if somebody wants to find you, how can they do that?
They can check me out at AmericanSurvivalRadio.com. You can see my articles in the Daily Caller, Intellectual Conservative, Conservative Truth, all sorts of different places on the Internet. And, Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, that was terrific stuff. Thank you, Dr. Joe.
Bye, Kate.
So I think Dr. Joe brought up some really interesting things. We are going to, as far as the wall is concerned, we're going to see a lot of debate on this. We already are seeing a lot of debate on it. So it's not anything new. And like he said and I said, it was the cornerstone of Trump getting elected. So now this, now this is happening. And he mentioned it. There are people that are advocating not to have the wall. So the push is, you know, full on to stop it as well. And what does that wall look like? What do you think that wall looks like? You know, the border fence between Mexico and the U.S., I was reading something the other day. Is it necessary? Immigration laws. What do our immigration laws look like? Well, we need good laws. We need to enforce good laws. Absolutely. And other nations have those expectations. But as Dr. Joe mentioned, and the border adjustment tax is a big thing. We know what's happened because of not enforcing the laws in the past. If you go back to Reagan's administration, I've said this before, for goodness sake, there were laws on the books, and those laws weren't enforced very well. And because they weren't enforced very well, and because people were hiring people illegally, let's face it, that's what happened. Then there was tunnels because there was profitability because of drugs and running drugs back and forth. So this is a huge, huge, important, again, debate that we're going to see that's going to move from radio talk shows, newspaper opinion pieces, blogs, etc., to even, I think, more in the forefront once again in Washington. I think it's very important to do that. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So let's talk about Amazon laying off hundreds of employees. Wow, so unusual because it seems like Amazon's always hiring, right? Didn't we just hear that Amazon was hiring with Christmas time, etc.? So I know they were temporary employees, but it seemed like more of those centers were opening up. And the headline that I saw earlier today when I was traveling just really caught me off guard. So welcome to America Tonight. Strange way to start because we have so much to get to, including an Olympian who wins gold, and the president's budget comes out, and the fallout after Rob Porter, things that we've been talking about. But Amazon is laying off hundreds of employees, and I got a bunch of emails from many of you asking me what's the deal with that. So
supposedly, it's what they're saying is the majority of layoffs are affecting the Seattle headquarters, but some global teams perhaps could be part of this slicing and dicing too. And the affected departments are more, they say, mature areas of the business, like online retail operations, you know, etc. I saw a headline that said, as part of our annual planning process, we are making headcount adjustments. Oof, that's a creepy term. We're making headcount adjustments. Sorry, Jeff Bezos. I think you're brilliant, but I hate that terminology. I'd ixnay that from the culture. So anyway, the statement was, we are making headcount adjustments across the company, rather small reductions in a couple of places and aggressive hiring in others. For affected employees, we work to find roles in areas where we are hiring. So I guess that's the good news if they're trying to re-rack you, not say that you're completely out of a job. So they currently have 3,900 open corporate job listings in Seattle, 12,000 open positions worldwide. That points to their what they're saying with the aggressive hiring plans. That's why I thought that headline was so crazy. And Amazon says it's added 130,000 jobs in the past year, which doesn't include its $13.7 billion acquisition, of course, of Whole Foods, which was, I mean, huge. So on Monday, the Seattle Times had this headline, and it just exploded all over the place. And I guess HQ2, as they say, will cost a minimum of $5 billion to construct and operate, and will create as many as 50,000 jobs to the company. So it's like sort of mixed messages. But I would definitely hint to the people at Amazon, they might not agree with me, but I think words are important. Say what you mean what you say. Headcount adjustments, ugh, that's a creepy word. And I don't think that's necessarily what they meant, or maybe they did, I don't know. It just seemed very odd to me. In the meantime, when we look at immigration woes, you had Chuck Schumer today, the longtime senator from New York, who was out in Louisville, or Louisville, as my relatives like to say, speaking, and said that it won't be easy to come up with a compromise when it comes to immigration. He says Democrats and Republicans are just, I mean, you know, look, they're obviously have two different ideas of what to do with the Dreamers, but he's calling it, they're laboring to come up with a bill to protect the Dreamers and figure out a way to get this done. Actually, Schumer was introduced by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, for whom a center is named that they were talking about, the McConnell Center Distinguished Speaker Series at the University of Louisville, and that's how they were both together in the same place. And then that's how the whole immigration thing came up, as they're trying to figure out a way to make that happen. Bipartisan cooperation, my friends? Do I hear a let's get a yeah? Let's talk about money for a quick second here, because the markets have been rocking and rolling, or as the official verbiage would be, volatility. It was volatile last week, certainly. But the Dow is up, the Nasdaq is up, S&P is up. It's a market correction, so that's what we're seeing there. And, you know, pretty much it's crazy how hot the markets have been. It's, if you're really watching it, it's not an incredible surprise, I guess. That's part of it. Would you believe that we are just a couple days away from Valentine's Day? Does anyone care about Valentine's Day? I had a friend say who's been married, I don't know, a couple of years, maybe longer than that. And I said, we were talking about something with business. And I said, oh, it's Valentine's Day, so you're probably not available. Nah, we just slap each other on the back and say we're good. Is it a day for chocolate and roses and feeling the love, or is it just a trumped up day that's become another day where you have to spend some money that you maybe normally wouldn't have spent? I don't know. I like the idea of Valentine's Day, even if it's forced. I think there are other forced days that we talk about that are much worse than Valentine's Day. Give me a break. All right, a couple of other quick hits here right at the top of this hour of America Tonight. One of the things in the $4 trillion budget that the president is proposing to put money toward is this opioid crisis that we have across America. And, you know, what's so sad is when we say opioid crisis,
It's not adult. It's just those people in pain. It's like across the board. It's ridiculous what we're seeing, and the pharmaceutical industry, and the groups outside even the pharmaceutical industry. In if they're smart, they're getting on top of this patients' advocacy kind of thing, because the five biggest opioid manufacturers shelled out, they say, more than $10 million to patient advocacy groups, professional medical societies. I read that today in the USA Today, and affiliated individuals. I mean, that's directly taken from the USA Today, because I looked, of course, what was going on. I've been looking up and researching the opioid crisis, and it's incredibly sad. And I hope anyone listening to me is not going through that, because I think it's a difficult thing to deal with a family member. I think it's a difficult thing to figure out how to slay it. And it's really taken a hold of so many people. And when you're in pain and then you start to take pills and that's the only thing that gets you through, you get sometimes addicted, you can't get off of it. Or if you're in mental anguish pain and some pills are prescribed. I mean, there's just so many variables to the opioid crisis. So one of the things in the $4 trillion budget that the president is proposing is putting more money toward that. And I think you have to. You got is the best programs you could possibly come up with to put a stranglehold on that, I think, is let's put it this way. I mean, I think it's key. I think it's, unfortunately, this is where we're headed as a nation, and I see it constantly, and it's very, very, very scary to me. So the 2019 budget is here at the government offices, at the publishing office. That's what they officially call it. They were unloading a lot of thick books of the president's budget. It would take you forever and a day to go through it. That's how we roll, and that's what happens when you're a president and you're working on a budget. I mean, you got to go through everything and figure out where you're cutting, where you're proposing, you know, because the deficit is obviously going to bounce up huge, and you know where the dollars are going to land. I mean, that's what it is. Infrastructure, immigration, a wall. These are all things that have been part of the president's agenda, so it's not shocking that some of the money would land in those areas. Okay, we got to celebrate this young girl, 17. Her name is Chloe Kim. I can't imagine when I was 17 to be so driven like that, and to the practice, the work you put in. I mean, I can imagine the practice and work, but what you do at an Olympic level. So congratulations to Chloe Kim, winning gold in the women's snowboard halfpipe at the 2018 Winter Olympics, because it's been phenomenal, frankly, to and I've been playing that back a couple of times. You probably heard that in the background again. But watching her win this was incredibly exciting to me. I mean, she ran away with the first run and then took gold, and it was, again, wild to watch her. She had extended family in her parents' native country, of course, Korea, watching, and she had that dominant run, and, you know, she's the future of USA snowboarding, and snowboarding is the thing. You know, if you ski, or any of you have grandchildren or children that ski, then you certainly know what I'm talking about, because you go to these places across the states, whether you're in Colorado or Utah, and snowboarding is as big as downhill now. They didn't, snowboarding was sort of around, you know, at the tail end of my skiing days, but just because, you know, I had a lift. This is a story in itself. I was going down a run in Killington, Vermont, as I go down a rabbit hole, and I was in high school, and of course I thought I could do anything. Went down a Black Diamond Trail, not making too many of those turns, and I slammed into a lift pole. I had to have a basket come. You know, they come and get you. So I was basically taken down a mountain in a basket. It was the most frightening thing ever. And it cured me of that thing of not getting a few lessons first before I decided I was an expert skier. It was crazy, crazy scary. So anybody listening to me where you think you can tackle something like that, bravo that you're brave, but sometimes we have to be a little bit smarter than that, right? So I wasn't too smart. I mean, I have to admit it. It was just the craziest thing ever, and I don't know what made me think of it. I think it was the snowboarding, and congratulations, absolutely. By the way, I'm going to kick this in. Rob Porter's first wife said she expected better from the White House women. The White House has said or at least Trump has said, that it's awful, certainly what has happened, and he is no longer with the White House. All right, so hang with us. We're going to jump into our second segment here on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get to introduce you to somebody that I met that's really, really cool and has an unbelievable story. Kate Delaney in for Nui Scruggs here on NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. Remember, you can catch me on the weekends from 3 to 6 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday as well. But I'm here all week for my pal Nui and having a lot of fun. Gail Fitzgerald is a former Olympian and Pan American Games medalist. Now she's a business development manager for Compete, which is all about sports and diversity. But, oh, my goodness, her prowess in the games is matched by hardly anyone. What she did in the shot put, hurdles, high jump, etc., absolutely incredible. If you go back to the 70s and a couple of those early Olympics then that I was talking about, and then sadly, after the 1980 Olympic boycott, that's when Gail retired from athletics and then went in to that to the business arena and exploded there as well. Gail, thanks so much for popping on the show. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. We met because I was speaking in Palm Springs for Connect, and it was you know, women in sports, basically. And I was just amazed by some of the wonderful people I met and what's happening out there in the sports world across the board. And we'll talk about compete, but I wanted to talk about you as an athlete. What was it like for you if you take us back to that first Olympics and your first pentathlon appearance? What was that like for you?
Well, it was absolutely incredible. It was a great, great opportunity at the 72 Games in Munich. It was a very traumatic time, but it was great to be able to be in the Olympic Village and to, for the first time, to really see athletes from all over the world, you know, and be, you know, in the, where we were able to eat and see all of the different, types of food that were all over the world. It was just a great, great experience. I was quite young and at that particular time, but it was great. It basically shaped my life.
Yeah, and you talk about shaping your life because you were exposed to so many different people, like you said, foods, etc., all that stuff, and you were super young. But also it was scary because of what happened in Munich, the Munich massacre, and you and I had this conversation about the terrorists, and this is something I don't know that many people know. They broke into the Olympic Village and they took 9 Israeli athletes and coaches, etc. But what happened to you with your encounter with the terrorists?
Well, that particular day, I went out with a couple of friends, and we took a train ride, and we toured the city. When we got back, we couldn't get into the village. Tanks were outside. There were helicopters, and they were actually getting Mark Spitz out from underground. That's why they closed up the village. The next day, we had... We went into the Olympic Stadium. We had a memorial service, and then the games began the next day. But I was hanging out with a celebrity's daughter at that time, who had bodyguards, and we would always have to run away from the bodyguards. And there was a fence at the back of the village. And like a 10-foot fence that we had to climb to hide from the bodyguards and, you know, enjoy ourselves. And there were always these men that were helping us over the fence. And I learned decades later that some of those men that were helping us quite possibly could have been some of the terrorists.
Wow.
And yeah, and I had met someone that had actually survived one of the Israeli team members that had survived, and I worked with him at some point later on in my life, and he is alive now because he was able to jump out of two-story a building where they were housed and be able to save his life. So it was something that's always been there in my life, and, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity, but it's very traumatic.
Yeah, no kidding, traumatic.
Yes.
All right, so you're competing, you're young, you're 21 years old, then the 76 Olympics come up. What happened in both of those Olympics? What did you excel at, and you made a little history too, right? Something in the Guinness book that won't be taken away.
Yes. Well, I was a co-captain in 76. I was a co-captain of the U.S. track and field team. You know, the security, I always want to mention the security was so tight after the 72 games, in, 1976. And, you know, it was just, in that particular time, I was living in New Jersey. That's why I was born and raised in East Orange, New Jersey. I ran for the Adams Track Club out of Brooklyn, New York. That's where I had most of my success. And basically, we're in the world, the Adams Track Club, we're in the world record Guinness Book of World Records for the 4x440 relay. And it's just timing, and it's just being in rhythm with the universe that the next year they changed the 4x440 relay to the 4x400 relay. So that was the last year we were world champions. We'll be in the Guinness World Book of Records for eternity.
I love that. So you get all these medals and trophies from the track club to competing in the Pan American Games and all of that. Which is the most priceless to you of everything that you did?
Well, I really believe that silver medal in the 1975 Pan American Games in Mexico City was very, very, I treasure that because I was able to stand on the podium, you know, win a silver medal. And that's why I moved from New Jersey to California to train for the 1980 Olympics, because I felt that I had a great potential to medal in the 80 Games. But as we all know, we were having diplomatic problems with Russia, and President Carter boycotted them. So the 1980 team wasn't able to participate in the Games.
Yeah, so sadly, then what do? You retire, but then you go on to have this great career in business that ultimately leads you to a place where, Gail, how does this happen? You get involved in the film industry.
Well, I've been a writer ever since I was 11 years old. I can remember writing, and I love movies. And so in 2005, I started a movie production company in Beverly Hills, California, and then I ended that with my business partner, and then I moved to the Palm Springs area and started a company called Desert Hill Studios, LLC, and it's an independent film and distribution and marketing studio. And we're slated to produce 10 high-quality, low-risk Hollywood studio feature films. We have TV series, reality series talk shows, and we're integrating everything with the interactive virtual reality format that we're introducing to each project. So I have some great people on board, and we have a diverse diversity is really important for me. We have love stories. We have a family blockbuster movie, a dog movie. We have a sports reality talk show for women that we're producing, and a couple comedies. So that's my, besides sports, movies and writing is my number one love.
I love that. And so does that dovetails into my last thing here is I talked about Compete. Tell us about Compete. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, Compete Magazine, I joined up with them this year. They're the only LGBTQ sports diversity magazine in the nation. We reach about 60,000 readers each month via our print and digital issues. And we're the founders of the Sports Diversity Leadership Council. And it's an organization that trains sports organizations. We teach different organizations about sports diversity, equality, inclusion, and acceptance in the global marketplace. And our members spend about $200 million in travel and tourism. And it's a great, I feel like with this organization, I have been able to use all of my athletics experience, all of my all of the experience that I have in marketing and investment broking and to come into an organization that we can really reach people and teach them about diversity in the marketplace, in sports, and that's really important. Diversity is really important to me because that's who we are in this nation. We're a diverse group of individuals coming together to really, really create a wonderful world.
Perfect place to end this. Gail Fitzgerald, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kate, so much, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yep, and Happy New Year to you. Terrific.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.